The director Mike Leigh's new film, Happy-Go-Lucky, comes out today. He's known for taking on fairly bleak subjects or styles, but this is different. It's about a primary school teacher who refuses to let herself be unhappy, and in doing so manages to make those around her happy. Here she is, she's called Poppy, discussing happiness with her sisters.
When are you going to get on the property ladder?
Oh, I need to step up first.
You've got to get yourself a mortgage.
We don't want the hassle.
You really need to invest your savings.
Oh, just stuff mine under the mattress, Helen.
Have you got yourself a pension yet?
You've got to be joking. Have you got a pension?
Of course, we've both got pensions, haven't we, Jamie?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great. Where'd you keep some of frames?
You've got to take life seriously, Poppy.
Have I?
You can't go on getting drunk every night, partying, however much fun it is.
I don't get drunk every night, do we?
No, she's an adult now. Your big sister.
Unfortunately.
You have to take responsibility, Poppy.
Okay, take it easy, darling.
I'm taking it easy. Just want you to be happy, that's all.
I am happy.
Well, Mike Leigh joins us now, as does Professor Richard Layard, who advised the government on wellbeing. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Hello.
Now, Mike Leigh, for those of us who haven't seen the film, can you give us a sense of what its central message, and if indeed there is one, is?
Well, it's an emotional message, a film about feeling, and it's called Happy-Go-Lucky. You've got to call a film something, and I've called it that. I think the title evokes an atmosphere rather than describes scientifically that this is a film about happiness. Poppy, the central character, is a teacher, a primary school teacher. She's fulfilled, centred, focused, responsible, serious about life, but she has a great sense of humour, she has great vivacity, great ebullience, and she can deal with things, and she's positive, she takes a positive view. In a way, I wanted to make an anti-miserabilist film, because we live in a world which we are destroying, and which is dangerously on the edge of things, but while that's going on and we can sit around and be gloomy about that, and we should, people like Poppy and millions of people are out there getting on with it.
And infecting others?
Yeah, infecting others, but I mean, caring for caring. It's a film about caring and love as much as anything else.
Well, as I say, Professor Richard Layard is also here. Is this what we need in our age of anxiety, do you think?
Well, I think it is. It's a great film. I really enjoyed it. And I think it's very much in line with the findings of happiness research. As Mike was saying, Poppy is really giving, she's accepting, and she's trusting. And those are three characteristics which are shown by the research to be very conducive to happiness. If you care more for other people relative to yourself, you become happier. If you look at the glass half full, you become happier, and you can actually be trained that way through cognitive behavioural therapy. And if you live in a trusting society, people are happier. And that's what we see, for example, in Scandinavia, where levels of trust are very much higher than they are and have become in Britain.
But Mike Leigh, do you think this is something that you're just born with? You're either born like that or you can... Can you change people's behaviour?
Well, I don't know the answer to that. And I think it would be... I mean, Richard asked me just before we came on the air whether I had... really, he was asking whether I knew the research, and I don't know the research, and I certainly didn't set out to make this film thinking, happiness, that's the academic subject, let us make a film about it. I mean, it comes, for me, it comes out of a feeling about life. Now, the thing about life, and indeed you will find this in Happy-Go-Lucky, in the film with all its complexities, is that it's about luck. It is about, the good or bad fortune of your life. And I'm personally a little bit dubious at simply saying, well, anyone can be happy. It's just a question of changing your attitude. I think it's about the conditions, about the way you grow up, the way you're,
Why are you making this film now? Because the thing about you is that you have a bit of a reputation for doing slightly more miserable subjects.
Well, that's not only a reputation, but it's a myth. I've made a lot of films that deal with a lot of things, but I mean, warmth, even my last film, Vera Drake, of course, it had a bleak, bleak side. It was about an abortionist in 1950 and all of that. But it was a film of, I hope, of great warmth and humour and gentleness, because I'm actually concerned, really I'm concerned with all aspects of life. However, as I've already said to you, Sarah, I wanted to make a film that in a way resists the all too easy tendency to be miserablest, and let's say, actually, let's be positive, because we've got to get on with it. Life has to go on. But I don't, that isn't, I wouldn't want that to be misconstrued as saying, hey, you know, let's just all be happy. Let's just kind of embrace this bland condition of mindless happiness.
Professor Layard.
I agree partly with what you just said, Mike, but I do think that obviously on the one side, people have got different genes and some people are just lucky. And they become happy because they're lucky rather than the other way around. But I think that in schools and in the way in which parents are led to think about the way they bring up their children, we can create a happier type of personality in our society. I'm particularly concerned about schools because it's the easiest area that we can influence. And we know from literally hundreds of programs that have been developed, mainly in America, that you can measurably improve the well-being and happiness of children. For example, at the moment, 22 schools in Britain are using an American program to build resilience in 11-year-olds. And those programs have been shown in America to halve levels of depression amongst teenagers and to also improve their enjoyment of life and their behaviour.
Indeed, I absolutely accept that. And in fact, in Happy Go Lucky, Poppy deals very positively with a violent kid in her class.
She does.
And
yeah.
And that's an example of what you're talking about. And in fact, there see other adult male characters in the film whom you know, if had they had the kind of sympathetic treatment that that kid is getting now from Poppy and the social worker that's brought in and the headmistress and so forth, that they would be better off. So I absolutely accept what you said.
And on that positive note, we shall end it, Mike Lee.
I want to endorse the film and tell everybody to go to it.
Lots of positive notes. Enough positive happiness.
The question is, are you happy, Mike Lee?
I'm extremely happy. Thank you very much. I've never been happier.
Are you happy, John Humphrey?
Sometimes. And be a great film.